It's the Matt Collins Show. It's the Matt Collins Show.
Hello, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Matt Collins Show. It's me, Matt Collins, your host. I have returned to do more podcasting. New fans, new listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Glad you're here. I'm a musician, songwriter, producer, weirdo, and sometimes I create podcast episodes, and somehow you found it, and I'm glad you're here. Previous listeners, glad you're back. Glad you're back. I'm going to be shaking off a lot of rust today. It's been about a year since the previous episode of the show, episode 25, in which I talked about songwriting. That was released last April, and now I'm back for the next episode. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for tolerating the sort of abstract and irregular schedule of this podcast. I appreciate you, and I'm really glad you're here. Lots to talk about today. Just kind of a spring update, spring cleaning, some housekeeping stuff, and I just kind of want to reestablish this connection with you, the Matt Collins Show listener. It has been a while, and I've been wanting to come back and sit on the mic, but lots of stuff happening, which I'm going to get into today. You may notice that the podcast sounds a lot different now than it has in the past. This is the first episode of the Matt Collins Show recorded in a properly treated space for recording, which feels really good. Located in a new studio, I'm in a different spot from where I was located for the last episode. Like I said, a lot has happened in the interim. I was going over from my notes from last April for the most recent episode of the podcast, and interesting to note how so much is kind of the same. So much is sort of an annual occurrence. Every April, like this energy kind of tends to show up, but also a lot of things are different. I noticed last year I was thinking and writing and talking a lot about how I wanted to put a band together, and that was a big goal for the summer of 23, spring and summer of 23, was to put a band together. Well, that never happened, and I find myself in the exact same spot again this year. However, I feel like last year, looking back in retrospect, that seems kind of pie in the sky, the idea that I would have a band put together by the end of the year. This year, I'm much more well-equipped to actually put a band together and perform, and more on that later. So, there's also this idea that this time of year kind of represents or kind of brings out a hibernation, a coming out of hibernation energy. And that's definitely the way I'm feeling this year after a big winter of hunkering down, being in the woodshed, working on projects and actually finishing some projects. Yeah, a lot of stuff is kind of the same. A lot of stuff is different. I finished the album I had been working on for so long. More on that later. So yeah, it's 2024. It's April 1st of 2024. April 1st is a big day for me. 9 years ago today was the day I began my spiritual awakening process. 9 years ago today, I was in a rough spot. I wasn't really playing music or doing any of the stuff I do today that makes me feel good. I was basically suicidal and horribly depressed and kind of at the end of my rope. Ended up having a spiritual awakening, though. I'm not going to tell the whole story right now. That story is available in one of the early episodes of the podcast, if you go back. Who is Matt Collins and why does he have a podcast, I think is the title of that one. Listen to that if you're interested in hearing more about my spiritual awakening. But it's crazy to think that nine whole years have passed, and today I recognize the anniversary of that. And wow, there's no way I'd be here doing this today if it weren't for that. I don't know if I'd be anywhere doing anything if it weren't for that experience. So, thinking about that today, thinking about how I feel the call. I'm feeling the call again back to that kind of spiritual awakening sort of vibe and experience, and that's just kind of the water I was swimming in for so long, was the sort of psychedelic, spiritual, awakened openness, being present, like all of that kind of stuff that I don't know if you're involved in any of those worlds or that world, but it sure has gotten shitty. It sure has gotten shitty. It's gotten really like conspiracy theory-ish and QAnon-ish and right-wing, and all the cool people are now like becoming like right-wing Christian fundamentalists and anti-vaxxers, and it's really rough. Like the whole psychedelic spiritual awakened person scene, there's really no one I give a shit about in that world anymore. And yet I'm feeling a pull to that world again, and to find the people who are maybe more aligned with how I feel and think about these things, because it's my life isn't full if it doesn't have a spiritual or slash psychedelic component to it. And that's been missing for a while, because that world has just been so alienating. Do you feel the same way? How do you feel about that? So yeah, 9 years. It's been a 9-year journey. I wonder what this is, what my feeling about the whole thing is going to be a year from now as I commemorate the 10-year anniversary of my spiritual awakening. So it's a big month. April is obviously the most, not obvious, but I've talked about this before. It's the most psychedelic month. 420 happens in April. Bicycle Day happens in April. And I'm going to be doing some big things this April that in maybe a couple weeks, I'll feel comfortable telling you about them, or I will allow myself to tell you about them. And I'll be alluding to those sorts of things in today's episode. So it's a very, very exciting time. And I wanted to reestablish the presence of this podcast once again, because there's a lot to talk about and a lot I want to share with you, my audience, the audience for The Matt Kolick Show. I'm going to take a little break and then come back, and I'm going to talk about this blog post that I wrote and published last week. The blog post is called "This Is What's Happening, Spring 2024 Update." So we're going to get into that when we come back, and we'll see you on the other side. All right, friends, welcome back. Welcome back to the Matt Kolick Show. As I mentioned on the blog on mattkolick.com, which you should visit right now and sign up for the email list, I wrote a blog post last week called "This Is What's Happening, Spring 2024 Update." I'm going to read it for you now. The wind here in Albuquerque is scary today. It's the kind of wind that does damage to property. It tends to be like this around here in the springtime, but damn, I really don't remember it being this intense. Also, it just seems appropriate that the winds should be blowing this powerfully, violently, lately. This world, am I right? Gets me thinking about the winds of change. A corny cliche, yes. The winds of cheese is more like it. But that's just how the universe works. It worked this way when I was a good Christian boy. It worked this way when I was a staunch and super annoying atheist. It worked this way when I was a born-again, awakened, psychedelic wonder man. It still works this way today now that I'm... what am I? A 6-year cycle. It all started back in 2018. Annie and I were beginning to truly lay the foundation of our partnership. My beloved dad had died recently. Our cat Morris had died recently. It was a tough time, yes, but I was also feeling kind of frisky, weirdly energized and kind of wildly optimistic. And I needed a new way to be in the world, a new way to make money and help support my family, a new way to express myself. I needed to step up. I felt like I had done quite a bit of growing up around that time. I was ready for new challenges. I felt ready to be perceived and even judged. I also felt pretty sure I could make my life more rich and fulfilling, connect with more like-minded people, and liberate my development out of its long arrested state. During an evening of psychedelic journeying, it occurred to me that I didn't need to introduce anything new into my life in order to start getting the kind of traction I was looking for. I just had to go back to the basics, back to the source, back to the stuff that has always fueled and inspired me, the stuff that has always kept me alive. Mostly, I recognized that my best shot at achieving anything worthwhile in life had nothing to do with trying to be a responsible adult with a respectable job and all that bullshit. In fact, my best chance at the life I wanted, for me, for Annie, for everyone I cared about, would come from applying my energy fully toward a career as a musician. So I started writing lots and lots of songs. I got my ass back on stage and shook that little thing around. I found my voice. I discovered my gifts as a producer. I released some records. And in the meantime, we survived a pandemic, and I became estranged from my family. The toxic family members, anyway. My music career took a bit of a hit, but I never stopped putting one foot in front of the other. I had new inspiration. Traumas from childhood were unearthed and unleashed, causing new traumas in the present. I was hurting, but I was also building a new fire inside of myself, a more sustainable source of power, thermodynamic, for my life, my partnerships, my values, and, of course, this music career of mine. During the downtime, I focused my creative energies on assembling a collection of emotional, fierce, and brutally candid songs about my traumatic childhood, its effects on my adulthood, and the healing that has happened through therapy, honest self-actualization, and the act of finding the others. And now I'm finally finished making the record. I'm crawling back out of the cave, re-emerging, and the fire inside of me has joined forces with electricity. I feel like I can't be stopped now. It took 6 years to get to this point, from when I decided to dedicate my life to music with no plan B to now. I'm on the edge of a new era. It's really happening. I'm not scared anymore. I'm putting it all out there, and I'm really excited to tell you more about all this stuff. But I can't right now. Patience, there is a plan. There is a rollout happening. Sorry to be so cryptic, but this is my leveling up. I'm glad you're here. What's going on? So, with all of the above in mind, here's what's going on in my world. I know it's been a while. More than a fresh coat of paint on mattkolick.com. As you may have noticed, my website, mattkolick.com, has undergone a redesign. I'm grateful to my sweetie, the aforementioned and amazing Annie Sanchez, for getting the job done so nicely. I needed a new look for the site. I needed it to be simpler and easier to navigate, and I needed to trim a lot of the content that didn't necessarily vibe with this new era. I like it a lot now. Of course, it's a work in progress. Keep a tab with my website open in your browser, won't you? Before long, there will be updates to the imagery, videos, and just about everything else over there. The Usher of Alternative Rock. I'm getting my ass back in shape, too. Mostly through roller skating. No, not skateboarding, not rollerblading. Roller skating on a pair of quad skates. Not too different from the ones I strapped to my feet every Friday night as a preteen at the now-defunct Lonor roller rink in rural central Wisconsin. Annie got me back into it, actually. We went to a kid's party at Skatomania, a.k.a. Roller King, here in Albuquerque back in October. I had a lot of fun grooving around the rink and getting my legs to remember the moves. Annie struggled as a person who had never really skated before, but she moved around the rink gamely. Something about that day caused her to catch the skating bug. She started talking about taking lessons. Then she started taking lessons, got herself her own skates, started following and showing me all the cool Instagram accounts of today's raddest skaters and the culture they were upholding and helping to create. And I didn't want to be left out. So I got my own skates. We converted the garage into a mini rink, stuck a Bluetooth speaker out there. It's been great. I'm learning lots of new moves. I'm getting myself back into good shape physically. I'm connecting with music in a different and inspiring way. It's the best. Naturally, I hope to incorporate skating into my music career more and more as I continue to gain confidence and improve. Did you see Usher at the Super Bowl? That was cool. Basically, that's how I want to be, but in the realm of alternative rock. It's all happening. What's your relationship with skating? Are you aware that there's been a bit of a boom in the sport since the pandemic? Fun stuff. EMDR, you ready for this? It's no secret that I'm a big therapy guy. In the wake of my family estrangement, therapy became especially important to me in my progress as a developing human being. Recently, I took a pause from traditional talk therapy in order to try EMDR. In case you're not familiar, it stands for Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing. I first became aware of it probably 4 or 5 years ago. Then, during the pandemic, I read The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk, which contains a section with a pretty glowing description of the therapy and how it can help people finally process emotions and events that have kept them stuck. It's really helped a lot, I have to say. At first, I was skeptical. Then I started noticing some changes. I was becoming less reactive, less prone to triggers. But I chalked it up to some sort of placebo effect. Now I'm a true believer. It really works. My mind is so much less troubled than it was when I began the therapy last fall. This has contributed to an even deeper understanding of the trauma I experienced in childhood and its impact on my adult life. It feels like I'm finally able to process events that have kept me stuck in my scared boyhood brain for decades. Damn. I'll probably go back to talk therapy again soon. I think it works for me, and it's helpful to have a professional in my corner to listen to me, guide me, and help me process my various challenging brain secretions. It's good maintenance. But EMDR is something special. It represents a breakthrough. It probably doesn't work for everyone, but it really has worked for me. And I really needed it. What's your therapy story? Do you have experience with EMDR? The produce section. One of the things that's kept me busy over the last several months is my production work. Yes, I've been putting the finishing touches on new music from me, Matt Kolick, but I've also branched out to start producing music for other artists. The fruits of this labor will be available for your inspection soon. Stay tuned. Are you looking for someone to produce your music? I might be your person. Let me know what you're looking for. I'm also producing podcasts. As you are aware, the Matt Kolick Show is back. You are listening to it right now, and more episodes are slated to appear soon in the coming weeks and months, so stay tuned. And I've been lending my services to others who are creating their own shows. The fruits of this labor will also be available for your inspection soon, and I'll let you know. Could I be your podcast producer person? Let's talk. Until next time. Sheesh! A branch just fell on our house, dented the soffit on its way down. This wind! It fell right above my studio space, but everyone here is okay. Big wins, big changes, big business, and big bucks. This ain't no fooling around. I'll be writing a lot more and podcasting a lot more in the coming months, posting more, broadcasting the beacon, and hopefully, honestly, alienating anyone who would prefer me to just shut up. I know you're out there. I encourage you to follow me on Instagram. I'm at Matt Kolick over there for the most frequent updates. And be sure to follow me on the streaming service of your choice so you don't miss any new music. And also, check out my entry for the 2024 NPR Music Tiny Desk Contest, won't you? All right, this has been fun. I feel like we're all caught up now. Feels great. So, what's been going on with you? And there you have it. That's the blog post. I don't have a whole lot to add to that except, the album is going to come out and I'm excited to tell you about it. There's so much happening behind the scenes to make it work and to make it actually have an impact so I don't just release it and then it comes and goes and nobody listens to it. You know, in the past with the album I released, Microorganism, back in 2021 and the EP from last year, Do You Feel It Too?, I recorded it and as soon as I finished the mastering of those projects, I released them, which is kind of how it goes. This is standard practice for independent artists like me. It takes so long. It requires so much effort that as soon as it's out, like, why wait? Why wait? It needs to be shared with the world, but I'm taking a much different approach this time. It'll be a minute before the album comes out. There's a lot of stuff happening in the background and I can't wait to tell you more about what's going on. It involves not just me, but Annie and other people working behind the scenes to really make a big splash and to try to make a big splash without much of a budget and without the backing of a record label, much less a manager or a publicist or a booking agent. I don't have any of that support staff. So this is truly alternative and independent and DIY stuff that's happening here. What else is happening? I don't know. Oh, the roller skates. I was skating the other day and my skates started falling apart. The boots were separating from the heels. I've been skating so hard. So that's kind of a bummer, but I'll be back. I'll be back. And, you're going to hear a lot more about skating and you're going to like be seeing a lot more, of me on skates in the coming weeks and months. So that's the spring update. I'm going to take another little break here, take a sip of water, come back and land this plane. All right, friends, we'll see you in a minute. Well, friends, that was it. That was episode 26 of The Matt Colick Show. 26 episodes over, I don't know how many years it's been, over 4 years. How long have I been doing this podcast? It's probably like an average of one episode every 3 months or something like that. And yet I'm still here. A lot of podcasts that started around the time I started this one are probably completely defunct and with no evidence of them ever existing. And yet I'm still here plugging away. So thank you so much for listening. Please leave a review and rating wherever you listen to podcasts. That really helps. I would love to get more listeners, more people on board who are interested in what I have to say here. You know, going forward, I'm kind of see this podcast being less about sort of psychedelics and weird stuff and more about kind of mental health, childhood trauma, childhood neglect, kind of the topics that fueled the creation of this new album I'm going to be putting out. So you're going to be hearing more from that perspective in the coming weeks and months as more episodes come out. I also plan on having more guests. I know in the early days of this podcast, I had guests, and it seemed like this is going to be an interview-based podcast. Then, the pandemic hit, and a number of things happened that kind of turned it into a monologue podcast, and that's what we have here today. But going forward, there are people I want to talk to on the show, and I'm excited to share those conversations with you moving forward. So just a little difference this season to the format of the show and how it's presented and the types of topics I'll be talking about. So yeah, the website is mattkolick.com, mattkolick.com, mattkolick.com. It's been redesigned, it's been streamlined and simplified, and it's so much cooler now. Make sure you go there, sign up for the email list, and check out the updates. And like I said earlier, keep a tab open in your browser with mattkolick.com. Things are going to be changing there and updating and morphing and still a work in progress, but the major redesign has been completed. So check that out. Check out Matt Colick on Instagram. I'm at Matt Colick, at symbol MATTKOLLOCK. I'm posting pretty frequently there. That's where you'll get the most regular, frequent, daily kind of updates on things. And that's where you may be treated to stories that depict things in my life that don't fit elsewhere. Cat pictures, for example. Stuff like that. I don't know. What else? Listen to me on Spotify. I really want to focus on people listening to my music on Spotify. If you listen to music on any other streaming service, great. Listen to my music there. But Spotify is where it is by far the most dominant streaming platform that exists today. There's just no argument about it. And it's the numbers that it generates are the numbers that gatekeepers and people who give out opportunities, it's the numbers they look at to determine what people like me deserve in terms of opportunities or in terms of them opening the gates for me to get to a new level. So listen to me on Spotify. Check out my album Microorganism from 2021 on there. Check out the EP Do You Feel It Too, which was released last February. I'm really proud of both of those things. And more music coming soon. Hey, if you're a journalist, music reviewer, podcaster, or a person with a platform who writes or talks about music, and you're interested in checking out the new album, let me know. I can send you a private link, whether you want to do a review or prep for an interview or have me be a part of your platform whatever you're doing, let me know. I'll send you that link. I'll expose you to the album early, and you can be part of this big release push for the record that's coming out. All right. I think that's about all I've got for now. I'll see you soon, friends. This has been great. The Matt Colick Show will return soon. And I'm so glad you're here, friends. I love you. Shine on.